It's a good question to bait somebody into answering, and no matter how they answer it, it kind of makes the guy that's answering it look bad. If I say I don't want to be a mentor, I look bad. If I say I do want to be a mentor, then I look like an idiot that doesn't care about being good and playing football. So it's one of those questions that no matter what I say, you guys can write what you want to write about it. And there's a lot of questions like that. That's why you end up having to try to avoid them. I tend to try to be honest, and I've said I'm not a mentor. I play football. And in a quarterback room, there's a lot of times already, there's been already a ton of times where there's learning experiences, and I have a lot of experience, and I can talk on things, and hopefully they listen. But it's not necessarily like my job to like make sure they listen to me. You know, hey, like hopefully you have a really good relationship with the guys that are in the room, and you naturally want to do that. That was a long-winded answer, but that's ultimately why I think you guys ask it. Here's the thing is like, because of what I just said, like you're acting like I wouldn't want to be a mentor. Like once again, it's not really about that. It's just not the main focus. I see myself as a guy that can play in this league. So if your main focus was just like, hey, but I'm going to get you ready, you're just not taking care of business. The best way to be a mentor, honestly, is like show people how you go to work, you know? And like I said, hope that they pick up on that stuff, but not necessarily force them to pick up on the things that you do.
Okay, I have thoughts. That's Joe Flacco. I don't know how he would say it, but he kind of got stuck, I think, in Baltimore.
Yeah, he did.
By this question.
That's what I remember him. I remember, I don't know if clobbering him is exactly accurate, but feeling like, dude, they drafted a young guy. Like, you should help. And he sounded very standoffish about it, which certainly shades his response there to a similar question. It sounds like he remembers what happened.
I heard this earlier. Flacco in Cleveland, they drafted two rookies, and they have Kenny Pickett, who's still pretty young himself. And he's had bouts with this question because of in Baltimore, he just bristled at the notion that he would be a mentor to Lamar Jackson. And now we're here in Cleveland in this situation. And he having been through that, I think, made an extra effort to try to explain himself there, right? That's how it sounded. And I don't, you know, resent any of that. I just think he's trying too hard to get across that, no, it's actually fine that I don't want to mentor these guys because I'm here to play and compete with them. And they will pick up on this and that. And he, you know, he said a lot there. I just thought when I heard it, it really doesn't, you don't have to be so hard-headed about this, really. Like, If you want to, like this, if he wanted to define mentor, these reporters who maybe are annoying him with this question aren't defining the term for him. You get to define the term yourself. And really, if, as he says, showing up, doing the work, working hard, playing well, all of that serves to qualify him as a mentor, then leave it at that. Then you are. And then what are we worried about?
Right.
Right. That then I'm doing what I think. This is all just like sort of beneath the surface. I'm doing what I think is helpful, is best for me and everybody and the team, right? I'm doing what I think is best for the overall to, you know, help myself, help them, help yeah. us. Then that can count as being a mentor.
I think maybe the thing that stands out to me about the entire commentary is that I'm not sure. I mean, he's in the shoes. I'm not. But the perception that he is suggesting we would have, or people, fans of the Browns, whoever, would have of him if he settled for being a mentor, if he welcomed it and said, you know, because, I mean, there's an easy speech there that you can make without – all of the other points he's making. I don't think anyone would say, oh, he's not competing. He's just collecting a check. He's not trying. He doesn't care about winning the job or winning games or putting up numbers or really just competing. He's settled into Grandpa Flacco mode. I don't think anyone would think that if he just talked about his experience being helpful to young guys and being around them, and if that rubs off, great, and just leave it at that.
That's right.
I can't imagine a scenario where at his age, if he's talking up the young guys and feeling like he can be of some use to them and the organization moving forward in their careers, that people are going to take that as he's not trying to play the best he can.
Right.
That's a humongous leap.
It's all fine.
And I don't know, you know, maybe he got, I'm guessing he spent a lot of time thinking about this after getting sort of roasted for it in Baltimore. What are we talking about now? 8 years ago, right?
When was it?
Right. Long time ago now. But I just don't think he needs to be worried about the perception that he's not trying his level best if he's mentoring anyone.
That's like, all I'm saying.
I don't think anyone would ever think that.
He doesn't right. He doesn't have to try this hard to make that distinction. Just like, how do you see yourself as a mentor? Sure. I've been around a long time. I've had success. Put the work in. Show these guys how it works. And hopefully they learn something from that. That's it. That's it.
Pretty easy. Right.
That's all it is. Yeah, just say that.
So I don't know.
Like, if you want, I'm not saying you shouldn't. If you want to count that as mentoring, okay.
Yeah.
It is. You're saying you think it is. Okay.
I don't need you to go over to Kenny Pickett or Shedeur Sanders' house and break down film with them in your own time because you're so interested in mentoring them. But, you know, just like he said, naturally, you're in the room together. You're talking with your position coach or your coordinator or whatever, and that experience is gonna bleed out. And if they're willing to soak it up like a sponge, then good for them. If they're not, then that's on them. There's no dilemma about the big bad media. You pose this question, and it's one of these answers that I'm going to give where no matter what I do, I'm going to get killed for it. No.
No, not no, even close.
No one is going to be mad if you just are agreeable to mentoring. No one's going to take that to mean you're not trying to play, like he says.
It's not even close.
It's sort of an absurd take.
That's right.
So
I saw him get a lot of credit for today. I don't think it's bad. I appreciate the guy wanting to explain himself. You know, he seems like he's thoughtful about it, but just don't worry about it. Okay.
Yep. It's not that hard.
What is his career? For a long time we had, is Joe Flacco elite as a running bit in the Brady Manning years?
Yep.
He got his one. 2012. The Super Bowl I didn't watch. Right. One of the ones I didn't watch.
The one with the power outage.
Power outage.
Yeah.
I remember finding out about that. Like, maybe I should turn that on. That could be interesting. Oh, damn. I already said I wasn't going to watch this game. I didn't watch that game or Denver-Seattle. I can't answer a single question about Denver-Seattle, really. And plus, it was such a blowout. Wasn't there a safety on the first play?
Yeah, like the first play from scrimmage is Manning just not being able to handle the ball and Seattle just bum rushing him all over the place. Yeah.
MVP Malcolm Smith.
Yeah.
I don't have the helmet. Probably could pick one up at the corner here.
There's still time. You got time.
I could use a Seattle.
Yeah. What is his career? He's maybe the most recent, if not therefore the best. I mean, the more contemporary you can be for this kind of thing, I think maybe the better. He's maybe the most recent best example of you don't have to be great to win one. You just get hot because he played great. He had some good fortune, but like it was like 11 touchdowns, no picks or something
like
in
that
playoff run. And we all remember the win in Denver was on a prayer that should have been intercepted and somehow wasn't. And that kept Baltimore alive and they win that game and they just go on forever. So there was some good, very good fortune there. But you just get hot at the right time and you can win. It's not something that, you know, it's not a bankable. Come on, you know, but maybe he's the best reason any team that doesn't have Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, or Joe Burrow should keep going. It's maybe a reason why Miami should keep going with their guys if they still believe in it, because Tua is as good as Joe Flacco ever was, I think, maybe even better than Joe Flacco's. He hasn't had a playoff run like Joe Flacco had, but year in, year out, I think he's maybe at that level, and if it falls right, maybe you can win. That gets harder when there's so many kingpins to knock off. You need a lot of things to line up, and I don't remember. I mean, certainly in that era, you had Roethlisberger and Brady and Manning to deal with. So it's maybe there's a corollary there.
I think there is.
So
Flacco to me is closer to Burrow than to Tua.
Wow.
I don't know if I really want to say that. I think I do. He was below. So that's the same. But Burrow is fourth, an easy fourth.
Yeah.
In the AFC right now, an easy fourth.
Yeah.
And Flacco was an easy fourth, or even closer to third.
Yeah.
You're not being so literal here. I don't mean to say you are, like,
yeah,
by the comparison.
Yeah.
But Tua's way farther away, I think, from that than he was. Man. That's what I mean.
I don't think I think Burrow, he's fourth, but to me, he's elite. And I don't think Flacco ever was. Like,
Here we go. Back
to the Flacco meter here.
You can do this for a living.
I don't like the Burrow. I think Tua is a better comparison. Tua hasn't won yet, but I think career-wise, that's about how good he was, and he just had that incredible year. I think Burrow's a cut above what I think Flacco is, in my opinion.
Who was fifth in those years? Who is Tua closer to for me? Who do I want? Is Pennington still a thing then?
Wow.
Is Tua Pennington? Is he?
How's Carson Palmer? Is that too old?
Maybe. Yeah. And Palmer was better.
Yeah.
I think, than Tua is. Who else is there? Manning's on Denver, so it's almost Andrew Luck. Not quite.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Let's talk some more about Jonnu Smith.
Who's the Raiders guy then?
There were a lot of them.
Yeah, right. So they didn't have one is probably the right answer there.
I mean, you have Jamarcus Russell as a first overall pick in there, maybe a little earlier. You get to Terrell Pryor. Does he play quarterback for the Raiders? Future Bill, now former Bill, Terrell Pryor?
I don't know.
Carr's been around a while.
Yeah, but he wasn't in, was he?
12? That seems like too long ago.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I don't
think.
Maybe
not by much.
That lines up.
14, 15?
Yeah.
Derek Carr? Somewhere in there?
I think so, yeah.
Stabler?
Terrell Pryor did start one game for the Raiders in 2012.
One game. Well, it got the year right, but it's one game. Can't really use that. Can't do a lot with that. We will make an effort to find out more, but there'll be no way to know.
Is this too early for Tannehill?
Miami Tannehill.
Miami Tannehill, not Tennessee Tannehill.
Yes, a little. Pennington is.
Yeah, I'm just trying.
All right.
I don't have it. I'm looking at the AFC teams trying to think, like, who were the guys?
Fitzpatrick. The Bills had Fitzpatrick
Wow.
right then. Sal coming up at 4. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.